The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Cup of tea with Chuck and Billy. Live on WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Buckle up, folks, because this show is all about unscripted fun, and you never know where Chuck and Billy will take you. Now, if you're a Karen and thinking, this show isn't for me, that's perfectly fine. But for everyone else looking for a dive into the wild and wacky world of laughter, life, and everything in between, you're in the right place. From pop culture to personal stories, and maybe a few tangents you didn't see coming, Chuck and Billy bring their unfiltered charm and plenty of surprises. So grab your favorite drink, sit back, and prepare for a fun ride where the conversation is as spontaneous as it gets. Without further ado, here's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody?
Thanks, Habib. I appreciate that, buddy, for helping us out with that.
I know, right?
That love was awesome. The music.
Thank you. Yeah.
Love the music. That was snazzy. I like that. It's good stuff. So it's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. So yeah, I love doing that. I can't help it.
WSBR, WTBR.
WTBR.
You know, it flows better with the S.
Yeah, it does. A WSBR.
It does.
Yeah. WNBR.
Yeah, see? Because it's got the E in the beginning, so it's a lot easier.
Perfect.
With the T, it's like, it's a little bit difficult. Like at a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like TBR.
WTBR, but like SBR. Yeah, it just flows.
Yeah, it's
People are like, right.
Yeah, all right. Ooh. What are you, Scooby?
So here we are with our new time at 3:30.
Yep.
We'll be on until 4:30 this afternoon on your ride home or wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hopefully you're outside because it's gorgeous out there.
Yeah, or you're getting a beer run, whatever you're doing.
Whatever it is you're doing. Hopefully you're playing in the dirt somewhere. It's like, what, 70?
I think so. I think that's what it said.
I think the little temperature thing in my console said it was like 71.
It was nice and cool this morning. I was like, oh, it's kind of perfect. And
then it's a little bit crisp.
I was driving in the car, and I was like, it's getting really hot in here.
My poor doctor's office, like, I don't know how they can handle it all day, but I walk in there and I'm like, it's like a sauna in here.
Like a sauna.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
They had the air conditioning on. Not the air conditioning on. They had the heat on in one of the stores I went into today. I was like, oh my Lord. It's like hell in here.
Well, I think that they have to, some companies, I guess, or businesses, like, they have to wait until a certain date.
Yeah.
And then
it sucks though.
It's automatic, like the HVAC system. Like, they might be able to shut it off for like a little while, but
it makes you feel like you're having hot flashes. And it's like, do you have the heat on?
Yeah. doctors taking my blood pressure and everything, and I'm like red, and they're like, I'm like, it's just hot. I'm hot.
It's okay. It's not rising. It's good.
No, it was elevated.
No, was it?
Yeah, I was like, I'm hot. I'm just great. Hot. I'm hot.
That's good. It's terrible because, like, there was people in the store and they're just like,
oh, I know. And then I felt really bad for the people that have to work there all day long. And,
yeah. They're like, it's so cool in here.
Yeah. Got my personal fan. That's what I would have. Like, keep it in my desk or something. Just in case.
Yeah.
And, like, you know those ones you can wear around your neck and like,
like Flava Flav, like a clock.
It's like a little fan you can put right around your neck. And what can you imagine, like greeting your patients? Hi, how are you today? There's a little fan.
Yeah. Hi, how are you doing?
And then the patient's like, "Can we get there? Let me get behind there." Yeah.
Okay. I want to shake your hand.
Some air.
I'm afraid I'm gonna get stuck in your fan.
I need air.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my thumb. Well, that was my stethoscope.
Or just talking to it.
My bad. Hi.
La, 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 Luke.
I am your father.
La, la, Luke.
Hey, Richard. You can put 6 packs of soda in here.
If you don't know what that is, that's Tommy Boy with Chris Farley. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
I like the part where he shows up and he's like, He's like, oh, God, that's got to be yours. He's like, boy, he's like, you spray that thing for fleas? Would you? I called. Yeah. Would you call from a walkie-talkie? Like, it was, what's the number? 1-4-6-9-er.
Did I hear a niner in there?
Niner. Shut up, Richard. When his hair blows up, he's like, yeah.
I know.
That part's so funny.
I love that movie. It's a good one.
I miss that guy.
I know.
Yeah, he was the best, man. He was one of the best.
He could build comics off of that.
Oh, know, yeah.
Off of his comedy. People still do it.
Speaking of a comic, we were supposed to have one on today. Her name is Erica Nolan. True. Don't know if anyone knows who she is, but she's really funny. So
local?
She is a local. Local. Yeah, she's local. She lived in Washington, D.C. for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a few shows there, and she was like, hey, I'm so sorry. It's notice. I have to cancel. I'm like, no, it's not a big deal. At least you did it. Like,
it's all good.
At least you did it way before the show and not waited like 30 minutes.
Like, oh, by the way, I'm not coming.
Yeah, so she's got a show coming up, but I'm not sure when.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find out so that we can at least pass that information on.
Well, she wants to come on to the show, so when she's ready to do that show, then she can promote it. That's totally fine. Yeah, I would
love to have her on anyways, just to give the community an opportunity to see who she is.
Yep.
And that way they may be interested to go to her show.
Yeah. She's a vulgar, dark comic like moi.
So we have to give her the rules.
Yeah. These are the rules.
We'll
print them out. No swearing, don't be rude, and
listen,
don't talk about
certain things you can't say on the radio. Okay?
Don't talk about people. Even if it's made up.
Don't talk about things that start with Paul and then end with it ticks.
Yeah. Poll ticks.
Well, you could. We could, but we just choose not to. It's better that way.
We can't. We can't do it.
We could we talk could. About
no,
it.
No, I'm saying I just can't.
But I can't.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'd rather not.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. It starts too many fights. Everybody kind of gets down in the dumps. And it's a nice day, and I don't want to bring anybody down.
Yeah, probably people are like, why is this? No, the only people that are down in the dumps right now are the people at ski.
No, I think there's still snow on the mountain.
Is there?
Yeah, I think there might be a little.
Like, we got some ice left. Let's do this.
But they did get a good year this year.
They did.
You know, even people who've been to Killington, the people who've been to Bosquet, you know, they've had a really good ski year.
They have.
So, the last few years, it's been rough.
Yeah.
I mean, they can make their own snow, but it still has been pretty mild.
Yeah.
And rainy. And so I can see that they were all excited this year to be able to go
skiing.
Last
year was like there was no snow, barely. It was like maybe... Two days it snowed, and it was like barely any snow, and then they canceled school because it was 1 inch.
I know. Do you remember when we were kids, they like hardly ever canceled school?
Yeah, they never canceled. If you can plow the driveway, you can go to school.
Some of it isn't even the snow. It's the buses. They can't start. Like, it's too cold for them to start. So they end up delaying school, or they might have to cancel school. But sometimes it's the buses.
I don't know. It's funny because... I always get this, they canceled school, and I look outside, and I'm like, there's nothing on the ground.
I know.
Well, that's a lot of snow for
some people.
I mean,
it is what it is, but...
Lord.
I think the kids nowadays, like, okay, we're talking, like, I'm in my 40s, so we're talking a long time ago. Kids nowadays have a lot of days off, and I think they have, like, I think it's like, there's, like, the teacher things that they do every month or every couple of weeks.
I think we had, like, maybe one or two of those a whole year.
I don't even know if I ever had
something
any.
Like that.
But I remember having, like, you know, my breaks, like the week off or whatever, and of course regular holidays. But I don't ever remember having, like, too many half days or days off because of, you know, teacher stuff they were doing. I don't know what was. I don't know. I didn't care. I was just like, whatever. I hate school.
School's terrible.
I don't want to go, but I'm going.
But, I remember, like, when there was, like, conferences or something like that, there would always be, like, two out of the entire year when I went to school. And, like, half the days were very minimal, barely any.
And those were just parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
And they were usually in the evening, so we didn't even, we still went to school.
And you're always like, is your mom and your dad coming to your conference? No.
Can we have two appointments?
Just have your mom and dad sign this if they're
always,
not coming.
They don't always get along together. So, you know, if you could see one at a time, then maybe.
I remember my dad went in one time and when I was in Reed, and he was like, he goes in and he's like, what do you do this time? Didn't even, not even, hey, how you doing? My name's, you know, whatever.
And what did he do?
I was just standing there like, I didn't do anything. And he's like, oh, no, he's been great, which... Probably was a lie. But anyways, I'm not going to tell you the truth. But can't tell you the truth on that.
No.
There's no way.
Speaking of the weather.
Uh-oh.
No, it's great. Oh. I mean, tonight so far, like, okay, so it's 64 degrees. It's mostly sunny. It's been sunny all day.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly sunny. It's been sunny all day. The high is 64, so I think we're at our high right now. It's supposed to be chilly tonight, okay?
Free.
some cloudy conditions are expected, probably around 6 o'clock. Some wind gusts again.
Yay.
Up to about 18 miles an hour. So
that's awesome.
Just keep yourselves educated on it.
Yeah, keep yourself.
Boy, the wind has been crazy this year, huh?
Like, I brought my dog out, and all you did was parted her hair, and her ears went back.
I thought I was going to, I mean, I had a hard time just staying, and I'm not a light dude, so I'm like, why am I feeling like I'm getting blown over right now? Oh, the wind's like 40, 50 miles an hour. Like, that's why.
I hate it when it comes in between houses, and you walk by, and you're like, oh, there's no wind.
And then
yeah.
Or it just hits you, like punches you.
Yeah, punches right in the face. Like, right. Bam!
And of course, my dog needs to go out at the worst time. Like, she's usually pretty good about it. But like one night, it was fine all night. And then the wind started whipping, right? And it was whipping for like a half hour, you know, kind of. And she was like at the door, like, yep, time to go. I'm like, you couldn't do this like 20 minutes ago.
I got to go now because it's really windy.
When the wind blows, her ears like fly up. It looks like she's an airplane, like her head is an airplane.
My dog's goes like this.
Yeah.
It's so funny, and it parts her hair right down the middle. And she's like,
I can
this
see.
This stinks. No.
I can see.
Well, she was shaved, finally.
Oh, you got a haircut.
She kind of looks like Mo from the Three Stooges, because she looks at me, and she's like, I don't like this. So I take her hair, and I puff it up as much as I can. I'm like, great, you look like Tina Turner.
Aquanet.
Yeah, I should.
poor pup.
She'll have
like Tina Turner.
Give her some spikes and just color at the edges.
Give her, yeah, dude, dress her up like 80s, you know. put the little things on her paws, you know, the wrist things. What were those?
The little wristband thing?
Yeah, like those wristband things, yeah. And then around her head. Make it like neon colors.
Dress her up like an 80s freaking aerobics girl.
Then start
one and two.
Then start
and
playing
three.
Flash dance song.
Yeah. I can't remember the music that were in those aerobics videos, man. They were terrible.
I don't even know.
It was like,
it was 80s, whatever the 80s considered techno. So
it was so terrible.
It was
and they're just like, and it's so bright, and you're like,
yeah.
And she's like, and what, and the leg warmers?
Yes. It was awesome though. I mean, like, I'm not knocking it. It's just the memory.
The memories were fun when you were in school and all the girls wore the socks and just kind of like make them bunch up like leg warmers, but they weren't leg warmers. They were big socks.
Yeah. Like tube socks.
Yeah. They were huge. You know, it was like, or they do like different colors and like, how's your shoe fit? I just don't get it.
But hey, it was the way it was.
And the big puffy hair.
Yeah.
And the ones that had the ones where it was
like the curl in the front or like the poof in the front. It was like a poof in the front, and then they curled it like they brushed them at the sides like a curl, like a wave. It was like every girl in the 90s, like early 90s, had that haircut.
It was so horrible.
And it would be like kind of curly.
It was like they took Aquanet and stuck their head out the window and were driving really fast. Like,
yeah, it was perfect.
It was so bad.
But it's not. It's just, it's the memory of it. It's the nostalgia of it.
Well, I can't say anything because I had a mullet, so there you go. I look actually, like Billy Ray Cyrus in his young age.
Actually, I can't laugh at you because I think I did too. I remember the tails, like the rat tail?
Yeah. People would braid them.
You knew that if the kid in front of you had a rat tail, he was a little jerk.
Oh, yeah. They're always, they were just evil.
And his name was like Jason or something.
Jason or Terry.
or no, there was another one. There's another name that was always like, the kid was always a troublemaker that had this name, and it didn't matter who it was.
Chuck.
But yeah, there's like so
Steven.
Many. Steven. No, that wasn't that. No, that wasn't a bad. That wasn't a bad name.
I think there was a Marcus that was evil in school, and I was like, why? It doesn't even sound like an evil name.
I don't know.
Thomas. TJ, it's you. If you're listening.
I can't remember this kid's name now. That's funny.
Oh, but the 80s were fun, dude.
They were fun.
You had so much fun outside. You're riding your big wheels. and it always gets stuck in that little pile of dirt and you couldn't move it. You're like, you're just sitting there like a doofus.
Yeah, but now when kids ride razors, that's what happens. Like, they get caught at like one little tiny pebble and it's like, they're going and going and going, and then they're like, boom!
That's funny.
You can't run over it.
You know what I think's good now? The birds are gone.
The birds?
The birds that they were using the scooters.
Oh, those birds.
They're gone.
I'm like, what birds?
They got rid of them because everyone was treating them like garbage and the kids were just destroying
them.
Well,
I figured that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. I was like, it's a waste. Dude.
It
You're
really
just wasting.
Yeah, it's not, you know, people do destroy things sometimes and it does kind of suck because they could have been useful.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people use them for work or, you know.
Well, now the BRTA is free, so if you want to ride the bus, it's free.
Wow, finally?
Yeah, it's nice. Well, they started doing it a while ago.
Oh, did they?
They got a big grant, and Pittsfield was given some of the money to allow people to ride the bus for free. It even says it right on the back of the bus, free rides.
Free. I'm going to go on there and be like, I just want to ride.
Yeah.
People are like, where are you going? I don't know.
Just wherever you're going.
Yeah, where are you going? You don't even know? Sweet.
I think that's so helpful, though.
It is.
A lot of people depend on public transportation.
There's a lot of people that didn't have the money to do that either.
Yeah, or you can get like a bus pass for a year, but it was, you know, you still had to pay some.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's free. Like, you can go, and that's great. You can go to work without having to budget out how you're going to get there.
I got 30 cents here.
This is how much I have for the bus, and this is how much I have for a taxi in case the bus isn't running, and this is how, you know, like.
This is how much I have for snacks and a drink.
Yep.
And diapers for the kids.
Yeah, and then this is how much I have left over. Negative.
Yeah. Yay, go me.
Yay.
Negative 3 cents, and I still have the 3 cents. I don't get it.
I gotta hurry up and throw that in there before they charge me $35.
I mean, because I know there was a lot of people when I worked there that they would go in there and they couldn't pay because they didn't have no money. And it was just like, I felt bad for him. There was one dude that went in and he was like, I need to get home. You know, I got to go. And he was crying. I felt bad for him.
Well, yeah.
So I paid. I gave him like $20 on his card so he'd have it. And you, like, gave me the biggest hug. I'm like, okay, all right, I don't need a hug, but thank
it's
you.
It's just helpful. You know,
appreciate
just,
it,
sometimes
man.
Just a little bit goes a long way.
There's nothing wrong with passing the buck to people once in a while.
Yeah, this was, people are so angry these days. It's sad.
It is. And like,
you should be out there. You know, everybody's got stuff on their plate.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's like, if you see somebody angry, instead of getting angry back at them, it's like, dude, what's up? Like... What's up?
What's up with you, man?
Talk to me for a second. Tell me why you're so mad.
Like Adam Sandler says, you're mad at your dad, not at me.
Yeah.
I hate my dad. I do.
That was funny. I remember that. I know. I remember the one.
That was Daddy something.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah.
Yep.
You're mad at your dad, not at me.
I really am.
I hate my dad. I do.
The emo kid that walked. Yeah, that's right.
Shut up.
I really hate my dad.
It's so funny.
Good movies. Good old, you know, like, they're not old to me, but they've actually, they were back in what?
Some of them are in the 90s. Some of them are I think one of them was in the 90s.
I don't know.
Wasn't Happy, no.
No, they were all in the 2000s, I'm sure. But like early to the mid 2000s, but like, even like 2010 was kind of a far way away, if you think about it.
Yeah, I'm already feeling old. Thanks.
15, what's that? Like 2015 is 10 years ago.
Yay.
Wow.
Kids are like, I can't watch that. That's like super old. No, the movies I watched are super old. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the young people that you're seeing these days were born like...
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Ta-da!
You got to remember, too. So I have to remember that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second. If you start talking about something that's like from 2010, for example, and somebody was born in 2011, you're like, oh, yeah. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. You remember Fluff? What's that?
No, that's on the shelves still, so.
Oh, I love that stuff, man.
Yeah, I haven't had a peanut butter and fluff sandwich in
long. Oh, man, that sounds so good right now. I'm about
it
to go
does.
To the store.
Starving.
I'm going to take a break and leave.
It'd be cool. Wouldn't it be cool if they, like, made them already made
They should make them like the Uncrustables. Like
the Uncrustables,
dude.
Yeah. The peanut butter and jelly things.
Come on, Uncrustables, do that.
Yeah, come on. We should patent the idea. Hurry up.
Yeah, let's patent the idea for Fluffinutters.
Fluffinutters.
We'll call them Spanky sandwiches.
Isn't that like a New England thing? Like only New England calls them Fluffinutters?
Yep. I never call them Fluffinutters. I just call them peanut butter and fluff. See, we're from the same place.
Exactly.
People are like, hey, you have a Fluffinutter sandwich? Stop it. It just sounds awkward.
Fluffinutter.
Fluffinutter.
The last time I had anything with the peanut butter name in it was those little cookies that were shaped like peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the name of what are they called?
Oh, those were good.
They are good. You know what? They taste a little different, though, now than they used to.
Oh, wasn't it the Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butters.
Yes. Did you try the wafer ones?
No.
Those are phenomenal.
They make wafer ones?
Oh, they're so good.
Can you get them on any of the shop, like grocery stores?
Yep.
What?
They're so good. Like, I ate the bejesus out of them at work one day. And I was such a sugar high. I was like, let's do this. I got to do grout work, guys. Let's build a pool. You know, I was going insane. I was like, why am I going crazy?
Wafers.
Yeah. They're good, though.
Scary.
They're good.
I'd probably eat the whole pack.
I did. Oh, that's the problem. I was like, and I look and I'm like, what
they're
the
all
heck?
Gone. Who ate all my cookies?
They give you a row of three. They're like this long.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and you're like,
like as long as the Charleston Chew.
Yeah, that thing was evil.
Virginia like Slims.
A Margaret.
100s.
The Paul Miles, you know, Lucky Stripes.
I know, man.
The cigarettes back in the day, you always scared me when I watched my
grandma. Smoking is bad.
Oh, when I watched my grandma smoke that long ash.
No, I know.
I was like, that thing's going to burn the house down.
I used to wonder if it was like a contest, like how long can you make it before it falls? I'd be watching it and I'm like, all right, it's pretty long. Like, how is that even staying there right now?
And they're just like.
And then, yeah, they'll just keep puffing on it.
And then like, some of them didn't even inhale. They're just like. Dude, what are you doing? You're just making the ash longer.
Just for looks.
Yeah. Then my grandma would actually turn and go, there we go. And I'm like, thank God.
A little tap. Yeah, because you're worried the whole time it's going to fall on the floor or something.
Yeah, and you're like, you're always watching. It, like, yeah. Is there anything there that's burnable?
You're waiting for it. You're like, it's going to fall. It's going to fall. It's going to fall. Why isn't it falling?
It's going to burn my pretty shag rug.
I have a really comfortable shag rug.
Do you?
It is awesome. Yeah,
I love
so
shag rugs,
soft.
Dude.
The dog loves it.
I love shag rugs.
And it's not bad. It's not a bad.
No.
And it's easy to clean if you need to.
Yeah.
Dude, it's comfy. First time I put it down on the floor, I took my socks and shoes off. And the
like,
door, I walked
it.
Yeah, it was really ticklish. Like, I'm not that ticklish, but it was really ticklish. Kinda
people
cool.
are probably like, people need help.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
We're talking about
I would
rugs.
Do it. Talking about ruggies and our tootsies on the ruggies.
Yeah.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. And you're like, hee, hee, hee.
I used to be able to gauge, like, how comfortable a house would be by looking at the rug. And I would picture in my own head, like, okay, if it was a Saturday morning, I was just getting out of bed, I was getting my cereal and getting ready to watch Saturday morning cartoons, would I feel comfortable laying on my belly on that rug? Then I would be like, okay, it's homey. It's like, for real, like, if I feel comfortable laying, like, when you're a kid, you can sit any way you want and never hurt. I miss those days.
Yeah, I remember, I think the scariest thing I ever did, you remember all the formica and stone walls, like the fake stone, the fake.
Oh, yeah.
I went over a friend of mine's house one time, and he was like, yeah, just go in the basement. I'll be down in a few minutes. So I go down in the basement, and I look. I see all the formica and stone together, and I'm like, this is a serial killer's house. Like, immediately, I was like, I got to go. He goes, where are you going? I was like, nah, I can't do this, because somebody's going to come out and butcher me.
Your dad's name's not Jeff, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Jeff, or it's not John.
It's not your uncle's name's not John, is he?
It's not Richard. He's not going to come down Richard. Like this, is he?
Oh, Richard.
Oh, Richard. Don't worry, it's got a thin candy shell. Your head's got a thick candy shell. Your head's got a... You talking? Oh, there goes the upsell value chocolate in there.
So awesome. I love when they drove around with a cardboard door.
Oh, I know.
So funny.
What, didn't they have like a baby gate?
Yeah.
It was like a baby gate with cardboard over it.
I remember when he opened the door and he's like, what'd you do?
It had a Trains, Planes, and Automobiles kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it did. Like, it did. That was a good movie, too.
That was a good movie.
I love John Candy.
The part where they were driving down the highway the wrong way. And they were just sitting there. They look over, and the people in the other car are like, you're driving the wrong way. They're trying to figure it out, but the two trucks.
Yeah.
And then they go in between the trucks.
It's so funny.
And they turn into skeletons in the middle of it.
They're like, ah!
Screaming skeletons with their hair standing up. That was hilarious. That was that
now
was
I know where that Home Alone got that from.
Yeah.
Thieves. Anyway. Yeah.
That would still be the funniest part of that movie.
I love Uncle Buck.
That was a good one, too.
Because I like when he flips the pancake with the shovel.
I know.
He's like, whoosh.
I totally want a pancake.
Yeah.
That big.
He's like, happy birthday. You go,
there's like five of them that are like that big.
Yeah. Like, okay. He's whoa. Like, oh. And he's like,
can you even find a pan big enough to do that?
I don't know. I don't know how he cooked it. I don't know if he
cooked remember.
It. I don't remember. All I seen was this big metal thing, and then he flipped the pancake. I don't know if he was cooking the food on the metal table.
Like, yeah. Like, it had to
just
be
like burners on it. I don't know what he was doing.
But it was still funny, though.
It was hilarious.
That would have been awesome to wake up to.
Yeah.
For your birthday.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm going to die.
Like, if you're young and everything, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it had all the fixings on it and everything. And he's just standing there with his little birthday hat. Boop. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. A big piece of butter on the top. I was like, "How? What the heck?
Birthdays are coming up.
There is.
They?
There is birthdays.
There are some birthdays coming up.
Where? Whose birthday?
Whose birthday is it?
I know a birthday that's coming up.
I know a birthday that's coming up, too.
Yeah.
You sure?
I do.
I know someone pretty important. Pretty important to you.
She is important to me.
What's the matter with my... But someone really close to you.
Yep.
And you know her really well.
Yes, I do.
Do you know her birthday date?
29th. No.
Of?
March.
That's right. And it's your wife.
Yes, it's my beautiful wife.
It's going to be her birthday.
It's going to be your birthday.
Her birthday. It's a Sunday, I think. Or Saturday. It's a Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah. She's cute. She's like, I don't want no parties. No parties. I just want a spa day.
I don't blame her.
Let's do it.
I don't blame her. Let's do spa day on our birthdays.
Yeah.
That would be ideal, I think.
My birthday is going to be brutal.
What are we going to do?
Five. I have no idea, dude.
I'm going to throw you an over-the-hill birthday party.
Here's your coffin. Let me know if this bed fits. Wait, what? Let me know if it's comfortable.
Wait, what's the date today? It's what? Hang on.
19th.
Yeah. Today is the 19th of March already.
It's just crazy.
Wait, tomorrow? Isn't tomorrow the first day of spring?
Supposed to be, I think. Is it the 20th?
It's not in my Google calendar. Isn't that weird?
It usually is.
Yeah.
I thought it was in mine, but I guess not.
I can't see it anyways. Yeah, because yours is up there.
Yeah, mine's up there.
Well, We've got other people that have birthdays today that are celebrities, and I don't even know any of them. Well, some of them are grim, and I'm not going to...
Some of them are grim?
Grim. Oh. Guess whose birthday is today, though?
Who?
Bruce Willis.
Nice! Yeah, he
turned
70.
Well, you know, Bruce Willis' birthday today.
Was a good actor, man.
Yeah.
He was.
I feel bad for what's happened and what he has to deal with. And everybody that knows him loves him.
Yep.
And it's great that he got along with... You know, he co-parented, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like when that happens.
Yeah.
All these other people, though, like, I have this whole list of people I've never even heard of. Some I have, but, like, holy cow.
Stop being born on that day.
Like, I don't, you know whose birthday it was? Gabby Petito.
Oh, wow.
We remember Gabby.
Rest in peace, Gabby.
Rest in peace. But who's Michael Lay? He's a YouTube star. He turns 25 today.
Oh.
Young Gravy turns 29.
Young Gravy?
Yeah.
Is he a gangster rapper or something?
He is a rapper, actually.
Oh, Young Gravy.
Yeah, he's.
I would name he's my, got my
these
rap
cool,
name.
Like, he's got these cool shades on that are pretty cool.
My rap name would be Substance. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we're
welcome back.
Welcome.
I'm sitting here looking at all these, this list of people who were born on this day throughout the years, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking maybe more, closer to today's age, this century maybe, but I found stuff from like the 1400s. Like,
jeez.
How do you compete?
It's when I made the wheel.
Yeah. 1434 is the one that is so far the oldest. And it was, I can't even say the name is, he or she was a Japanese shogun.
Shumahaganamao.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
This is just neat. You should go look. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, at any given day, if you're bored, just go see whose birthday it is.
We should do that.
Today.
We should make that a thing.
Do birthdays. I definitely want to do birthdays.
Yeah, let's do birthdays.
I think that if people were to let us know that it was their birthday or their kid or like, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, they should definitely send us a message and let us know. We will definitely give people shout outs.
Absolutely.
Think that's a good idea.
Let's do it. You guys got to send us like an email or something.
Or message us. Message even on Facebook. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook. And let us know when your birthday is or when your friend's birthday is or your mom or your dad, and we'll give them a shout out. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll make it fun.
We'll even make a song, like a little blurb if you want.
It's birthday.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yep. I can't sing, but we'll try.
We can AI it, dude.
Oh, yeah, we'll AI it.
We'll make it real funny.
Yeah, we'll make it funny. We'll put your name in there and everything.
And then if they got like a description of how they want us to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, within reason, if we can, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see what we can do with it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want like a certain celebrity voice or something, I'm sure we can find it.
Oh, yeah. We just won't do, that guy. The orange, the Cheeto guy. We won't do that guy.
Well,
I mean, we could. It would be funny, but
it'd be up to them.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But anyway.
Let's see. 1851, William Henry Stark.
I know that guy. I used to hang out with
him. American business leader born in St. Augustine, Texas.
Ooh.
And then see if we do if we get people's birthdays that come in, we can actually find celebrities that have the same birthday as you.
Yep.
And how cool would it be to find out that you have the same birthday as a celebrity out there? You're both
awesome.
Celebrating. Woohoo.
My luck would be like, oh, your birthday was Caesar's. Nice. Great. Awesome.
So, here we are. Here we are.
We're here. We're back for our extra 30 minutes. That's weird, huh?
WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Yeah.
So,
again,
we're always happy to be here with you.
Yeah. We're happy to
be here. Whatever you're doing, we're always happy to be here with you.
Yeah, you guys could be sawing wood.
You'd be hearing anything.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it quick with a saw, just done, you'll hear it. But
zip.
People are probably up on roofs and stuff putting in, the roofing stuff. Yeah, that stuff. Anyway.
Your wife says hello, by the way.
Hi, beautiful woman.
I just jumped back on. So we are live, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
We are live right now on Facebook. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook. We're live. So you can watch and listen on the radio and chat. I'm actually watching to make sure if anybody starts chatting, I can see you. And Chuck can't see you because his phone is all the way across the room.
Yep.
But if anybody wants to chat, we're here.
I think I'm dying.
No. I know CPR.
Okay, this is messed up.
Here's Chuck still alive on the floor, me trying to do CPR. Cut it out!
Oh, he's good. I got it up.
Are you breathing?
I was at work the other day, and I literally almost passed out. It was weird.
That's not good.
No, it stunk. Like, you know, if you never been in an earthquake, right? Never?
Never.
Like, well, I've been in earthquakes, and, like, when it does that, and your body just does this and shakes, that's what mine did. I just went like this and wobbled.
You had, like, a seizure.
Basically, it was weird, and I went to fall backwards, and I caught myself, but then I just, like, pretending like nothing was wrong, and the guy at work was like, yo, man, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good, man. My blood pressure went whoosh, way up.
That's probably what did it.
And I was like, whew. And I was
trying to
walk. Yeah,
if you have sudden blood pressure changes, like, it can cause that. Yeah. You could totally pass right out.
It was scary. And he was like, I don't CPR, dude. I was like, we are not making out on the floor.
I'm speaking to you right now. It means I'm breathing.
He's like, no, do I know it? And I was like, we're not making out, bro. You're not kissing me.
It's no, not happening.
He's like, you're so stupid.
You're just not my type.
Yeah, you're not my type, young fella. Stay away.
If you're talking and you're breathing, I'm not doing CPR on you. Although somebody can be in like a arrhythmia or something and still be talking and breathing.
I remember we were doing security at the Holiday Inn, but it wasn't the Holiday Inn. It was Crown Plaza.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And we were doing that. We had to do CPR classes, right?
Yep.
And I've done them before.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of my security guards was like, all right, let's do this. So we're all doing the normal, right? And all of a sudden I hear wham, wham, like that. And I turn around. He's punching it in the chest. He's like, wake up, you idiot. I was like, jeez, what are you doing, man? He's like, I was just playing. And the CPR lady's like, her whole face is like, what are you doing?
It's not really the time for joking around.
But it was just funny. And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to do this the right way. Okay. And I was like, are you awake? And I started talking to it.
Yeah, because they tell you to. It's so weird when you're at the class, right? You're trying to take it seriously, but there's this, like, mannequin doll on the floor. And one of the things you actually have to do is go up and tap it on the shoulder and say, hey, are you okay, right? So you're like, it's hard to take it so seriously, even though you should.
Oh, I couldn't.
So you got to, like, tap it and say, hey, are you okay, hey? And if they don't respond, then you got to, like, you know, check everything out. But you know it's not okay because it's not breathing. It's not a real thing.
She leaves and she's like, you guys keep doing the presses and I'll be right back. And we're like, all right. And I was like, slap, slap, wake up. And I did it again. But as I did it, she was already in the room because the door was open.
Yep.
And I was like, slap, slap, wake up. And I looked up. I was like, are you okay? And she was like shaking her head at me like, why? What? Who are these guys?
I am never coming here again.
And the weird thing is you're on all fours and your tush is sticking up in the air.
Yeah.
You look so stupid. And you're just like, hello? Are you all right? Let me give you CPR.
But I'm going to tell you what. If you ever have to really do it in real life, like, it's definitely good to have.
Yeah, but one of my guys was doing that and he was breathing into the mouth with the little cap thing.
Yeah.
And he farted.
Oh, man.
That's all you heard. He was like, when you hear, he's like, whoopsie, like that. And the lady's like, and the lady goes, it happens.
Yep.
I was like, all right.
Sometimes it's hard. Like, so I've had to do it on a real person before.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So you better be in at least a decent enough shape to do it, because even somebody who is in shape can have a hard time doing CPR for a while because it is a lot of work on a real human being. And you're really trying to save a life.
Mm hmm.
I suggest taking the class even if you're not, like, you know, at a job where it's required, because it's good to know.
Never know. You never know. You could be working and all of a sudden you see a woman on the floor.
You could just be going to the store.
Yeah.
And there'd be something, you know, something happens.
Exactly.
And you got to be there for them.
What's she saying? Somebody said no.
No, I see nothing at this point. I saw something earlier.
Dun, dun, dun.
But like I said, I saw that your wife says hello and I said hello back, but I haven't seen anything else.
It's funny because it seems weird doing the show for an hour.
I know.
I feel like I'm just doing it.
We're just doing it.
They're all coming here, rip us out of the chairs, and beat us to death.
Nike, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, well, we had sort of a plan.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes that doesn't work out.
I forgot to tell you this. I have another comic possibly coming on the show. He already messaged me, and he said that he'll let me know what Wednesday he can do. And I was like, that's perfect. So he was like, yeah, I'll just drive to the studio. And I was like, all right, because we're not paying your flight ticket. And he was like, what? I was like, kidding. He was like, you're stupid. And I was like, yeah, I know. And he was like, I only live in North Adams. I was like, whatever, bro. Yeah. I was like, I ain't paying gas either. He's like, he's like, no, you don't have to do any of that. I was like, I'm not going to anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting paid for this.
Listen, if you want to, you can. If not, okay.
No, I was just messing with him. He was like, yeah, I can do it. I was like, all right, cool.
That's cool.
But we will be having Erica Nolan on, definitely.
That's cool. That's exciting because I love to hear when, you know, somebody from the local area is doing something that's outside the local area.
Yeah.
You know, that wants to come say, hey, I'm going to introduce themselves and let themselves be known. Because not all the time do you know that there's locals who are out there doing stuff. Except for Elizabeth Banks. Everybody knows who that is, right?
Yeah. Elizabeth, come on the show.
Yeah, if she's around, that'd be cool.
Be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, like, be so
even for like a couple minutes, like, hey.
She'll come in and be like, I just wanted to say hi. Okay, gotta go, bye.
I think that's not her like native name.
No, I
right?
know. Yeah, yeah.
So I tried to find her native name, which is, you can. It's clearly it's easy to find, but I kept asking myself, how come I've never run into this woman before?
She went to PHS.
I can't remember if she's a few years older than me or if she was younger than me, but
yeah, like,
it was like how I kept trying to like rack my brain. Like, if she lived in Pittsfield, how did I not run into her somewhere?
Yeah, how did no one not run into
Maybe
her?
Maybe you did. But
I probably didn't. Like, yeah, get out of the way.
No, well, you just don't know. I mean, there's times where I've met a celebrity before and didn't realize it until like after a few minutes. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yep, I met.
I know who you are.
I met Gwyneth Paltrow in Florida, which was weird. Like she, I brought her when I worked for a company. I worked for this company in Florida, and I used to deliver flowers as well as doing like big shows and stuff like that, setting it up and stuff like that. So I brought these flowers, but she was using a different name, like most celebrities do.
Sure.
And I show up, knock on the door, which was weird because it was gated, obviously.
Yep.
And she opened the door, and she just stares at me, and I didn't say anything because I was like, whoa, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, it's creepy.
Right.
And I didn't say nothing. You know, yeah, I didn't say, oh, my God, it's Gwyneth.
I don't act like that either.
Sign my shirt or something.
Sign my chest.
Yeah, sign my chest.
That's all
right
I got.
Here, right where that little piece of hair is.
Here's a dollar. Sign that.
So she's staring at me, and I was like, well, here's your bouquet of flowers that were ordered for you. And she was like, okay. And I was like, can you just sign this for me? She's like, yeah. And she just looks at me and she goes, you know who I am, right? I was like, yeah, you're Gwyneth Paltrow. She was like, okay. I was like, I'm not one of these fans that's just going to jump like, woohoo, you're still a person.
Yeah.
And she was like, I respect that. I was like, thank you. And I was like, can you do me a favor and sign my hat, though? She's like, ah, I got you. I was like, you did.
Well, I got to have proof then. Yeah. You know, like, if I tell people I saw you, I got to have proof.
And so she took the silver marker that I had and signed her name on
my
hat.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, but my hat's gone, of course.
Aww. Did I ever tell you about the time I met Matthew Perry?
No.
Okay, I met Matthew Perry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was out in Lee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so when I was working for, it used to be, it was the old Grampy's.
Yeah.
It turned into 7-Eleven, and I used to work at the 7-Eleven. I'm talking, this was years ago. It's like when Friends was huge.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right? And, like early 2000s, maybe the mid-2000s. No, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, right? And he was actually on the cover of one of the magazines. I think it was like whatever the celebrity magazine was at the time. He was on the cover.
Pop. I don't know. I don't know the name.
I can't remember the name of it.
Teen Beat.
He was on the cover of the magazine. So he comes in. He drove in a Mustang. I think it was like a yellow Mustang. It was his personal vehicle. And usually right around Tanglewood time is when we get a lot of people that come in and ask for directions where Tanglewood is.
Yeah.
So we were used to people coming and asking for directions. So one of the things he wanted to do was get a snack, a coffee, and he was asking for directions. And then he picked up the magazine, and he bought the magazine, and he was like, anything good in there? All right? And we're looking, and we're like, I don't know, I haven't read. And we looked up, and we're like, oh, that's you on the cover. He's like, yeah.
Chandler.
Like, yeah, Chandler. And so he's like, yeah. And I think he bought like a little like coffee roll and a coffee and then asked how to get to Tanglewood. And then he signed the magazine and gave it back to us. after you bought
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was cool.
That's cool.
He was cool.
I would like to have met somebody like that. I mean, I've met numerous people that I won't mention on the show, but anyways.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I did. Like, I've told many people about it, and they're just like, "You no way, you went, oh my God, you set up for that? Oh, that would have been so, no, dude. Okay, it was awesome, but
I
no.
I feel like I've met people,
yeah,
you know, of high standard, you know, and I don't act like that. Like, I get yeah, it's I exciting. Either. It yeah. is exciting.
You're like, oh my God.
And I'm not knocking anybody who does.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think 90% of celebrities just want to just be people.
Yeah, they do. But some people are just the well, people that excited. Like them. Yeah, the people that like them just kind of like ruin it for them. Like too excited.
Well, it's not that they ruin it.
Yeah, calm down.
They just
man.
Can't help it. They're so excited. I get happy. It. It's but... like, I mean, when I was younger, if I had met like Kurt Cobain, I probably would have been like just yeah. staring at him. I
probably would have changed my pants, but
yeah, like that would have been pretty cool.
Oops.
Yeah, but I mean, like nowadays, like as I'm older, it's like,
yeah,
you don't even know. You probably have already walked past so many of them.
I think that's it though. When you're younger, you're like super excited. When you get older, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Well, because you get it. Yeah, you kind of understand. Like, yeah, you just want.
I personally want to meet Paul Rudd and Ryan Reynolds.
Yes,
that's one of the two people I would love to do a movie with those two.
I would just like to hang out with them.
I just did that thing. I was like, a movie.
A movie. That would be so much fun.
That would so. Oh, it'd be a best.
I love
movie
those
ever.
Two guys. They're I was actually just watching Just Friends last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nice. The part where he sips the water, he's like, I'm stuffed.
Funny story about that. Anytime anyone ever says I'm stuffed, that's all I think of is that one part where he's like, he just sips that water and he's like, I'm stuffed. I can't help it.
Well, relax, little baby. I'll eat this. That's when I was a whale.
A whale. Do you know what that would do to my stomach right now? Yeah.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah, yeah. But he's cool. Like, I liked him before, but then when he got the Deadpool part, like, he was perfect for that part.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I can't see anybody else doing that part.
No.
There's nobody else
that
could do
Deadpool. If anybody ever does that part, they need to use his voice.
Yep.
They can't make him say anything because there's going to be like, that's not Deadpool. It would never.
But even the action, like the movements wouldn't be the same. It's just he's awesome for it, and I can't see anybody else doing it. But I would love to hang out with Ryan Reynolds and Paul Rudd.
Oh, I'd love it. Paul Those Rudd's one fun. Of my favorites.
I love the movies they're in. Paul Rudd movies, like, usually are so down. They're so down and so real, but the comedy is real. Like, yeah. It's funny. Because it's stuff that happens
to
people.
You've seen This Is 40.
Yes, I was just thinking it.
My favorite
head, like,
part
in
that,
love
I
that
don't
movie,
know what it is. Every time he's in the bathroom and he's playing the crossword game. I know. Every time when she's like, who goes to the bathroom for half an hour? John Goodman. Dude, I laugh so hard every time. My wife's like, here comes your part.
They're so real. And I love her as an actress, too. And I think that the movies
she's
that
great.
They're in... The same thing with like Tina Fey and all of the ladies that are in the comedy movies now.
Yeah.
Things like Bridesmaids and Sisters. And
Sisters was great.
Those movies have a comedy to them that are just like, it's a raw comedy. It's funny.
Yeah. It's so almost like real life.
Yeah, it is real life.
No, I mean like in general, like if it really happened, it's exactly how it would happen.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like and they pull it off so well. That you would think that they are actually, that's their personalities.
Yeah.
Like, that's who they are. And I would love to just sit and be like, I want to know if that's how you really are.
Yeah.
You know, like, because
if you meet Paul Rudd,
you
like,
probably are.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I love the part where he brings the kid to the doctor when she has an ear thing. And he's like, she needs to eat more fruits. And he's like, oh, just fruits.
I love
he's like, yes, fruits. And he's like, what was the other thing he said? I can't remember. Oh, man.
Vegetables? Was it fruits and vegetables?
No, I can't remember what he said. What about something? Oh, man. My wife would remember, but I wouldn't.
Oh.
Darn it. It was so funny. What about something? Like, oh, man, I can't remember. But
now
it was
you're
going
to have to go home and watch it.
I'm going
to
probably go watch it now.
I do love that movie. I love the part where they actually get a break from the kids and they go stay at the hotel.
How would you kill me?
No.
I would poison your cupcakes that you say you don't eat. Slowly so I can watch you die.
I would use a wood chipper. A wood chipper? You ever see Fargo?
Yeah. A wood chipper? Really? No, I wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, but it's a real like it's a conversation you would watch
it's funny.
And believe that those two were married for all that time.
But like, it's funny because most of that scene was actually improv'd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great.
The part where he's like, "Where's my? Anyone see the star? My starfish?
Yeah.
Anyone see my starfish? There's a rodent. There's rodents in this room. Oh, there's one right there.
They're running around in a bathrobe. It was hilarious.
But oh, how does he do that?
Do you know why it's so funny? Because most of them did come from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
And you have to improv on Saturday Night. In order to even get on Saturday Night Live, you have to be able to pull it off. Like, I read about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's no easy feat to get on there. And then once you're on there and you get pulled for a movie, like, that's it. That's your career. It's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know they're good, that they can make you think that that's who they really, really are.
We could do that. Come on, Saturday Night Live, give us a chance. One chance. That's all we need.
I think, who was it that went on? David Spade. Was it David Spade? Who was it? No, it was Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I saw a video. Like, he showed a video of his, like, audition and what it was like, and he talked about it. He's like, he was so nervous. And he was like, I was so nervous. And he did a couple of impressions. And one of the things they look for you to do are impressions of other celebrities, other actors. And I guess one of them was Adam Sandler, but like, which he used to do a lot. And he said he was just so nervous. He had so much lined up that he was doing, and you could tell that when he was in the video, watching that video, how nervous he was. And you could hear the producers like in the background laughing. There's this one producer, I guess, that just doesn't laugh. And they warn the people before they tell him he just doesn't laugh. It doesn't mean anything. Don't take it personal. He just doesn't laugh.
That will make you more nervous, though.
Yeah,
you're just like,
it does
he's not
make
laughing,
you more nervous.
Oh my God!
Right. But then I guess one of the actors, and I can't remember which one it was, that did an audition on there, actually made the guy chuckle, like,
oh,
very
really?
Slightly.
Like,
and he was like, "I knew I got it." Like, you know, like you look for that. He was like the Simon of the group.
Yeah.
You know.
You're very bad. Terrible.
I must say.
I will see. No, I'm
kidding. That was the most terrible thing I've ever seen.
That was the most terrible thing I've ever seen. Yeah. I think that's the best, though. When you just talk to one another, that was the most terrible thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What?
So, you know what? I like Simon.
I do
like Simon. Even if he says something is not good.
But he hasn't been as bad as he used to be.
I know. He used to be so raw.
And then after all that stuff happened with that person, he just changed.
Yeah.
He changed.
It's true.
Yeah.
People change. But the reason I liked him for that was because he told the truth. Like,
yeah.
If a person, you know, if they're good, they're good. But if there's like a flaw, he tells them about it so they can fix it and be better than they already are. And it wasn't like so much to hurt their feelings. It was more like you don't want people to tell you like to lie to you.
Yeah, you want
the
truth.
To have them tell you you're good at something when you're really not, and then you're out there trying to keep doing the same thing and you're really not that good. It's you're embarrassing yourself and not even realizing it. But if somebody tells you, "Hey, you suck at that."
Yeah.
But you can be better.
Yeah.
You know, like that's raw. That's good.
Yeah, just be honest.
Constructive
with them.
Criticism.
People can't take that anymore.
Sometimes
they'll
can't.
Cry. Yeah. And like, this isn't fair. You're so
you just
rude.
Have to be careful
oh
how you
God.
How you tell somebody something. You know, like
I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, you just suck.
Just tell. Like, I wouldn't care if somebody told me I sucked.
No, I'm just saying. I'd be like, you can't do this. You're terrible. Stop singing.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Like you know, here's some. Things you can do to make it better.
But it's funny because people would probably be like, "Can you sing?" I'm like, "I know I can't sing, so I know you can't either. So we're good."
I'm not out there trying.
Yeah, I'm not the one standing up trying to sound like a dolphin.
Some are really good and don't even know how good they are.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few that he said were terrible, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's kind of
disagree.
On the cusp a little bit. I mean, I think they're all
I think
right.
He says that sometimes just to get people's, you know, ruffle people's feathers,
yeah.
Like for just the ratings.
Yeah. Just be like, what? No, but what?
Yeah, because some of those people make it big time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, after that, that's a big deal. You get on the stage, and even if you don't get picked, or you don't go forward, you're still out there now. You know, so somebody might say,
somebody
hey.
Will recognize you.
Yeah, somebody might say, hey, that person's really good.
Yep.
Like I'm gonna reach out. And some people get found on the internet. It's just weird.
What was that one? She was like singing. I can't remember that song. She was saying 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink or something. Was that? Is that the name of it?
No, I don't know.
She was like,
oh, that was horrible. I know who you're talking about now.
So she was a cat and he.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
It sounded bad.
Stop meowing.
Yeah. That was really bad.
It's almost like Super Troopers meow.
She was trying to be like so I guess like one of her inspirations was like Shakira or something. Yeah. But she was trying to like try way too hard.
No.
Do we even have any of our newer commercials up yet?
No, I haven't put any. I haven't even made any, dude. I've been so exhausted. The only one I have is Dreamy Days.
Dreamy Days. That was still funny.
Dreamy Days.
Oh, we do have some. I didn't even see that. Let's see. Your clock needs to be fixed. The clock up there. It's just an hour. Just an hour off. I got to say, oh, look at it. Looks like my mom is joined and watching.
Howdy.
And she says she's talking about McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, yeah. She says she really loves Melissa McCarthy. And then said, your clock needs to be fixed in the background
what?
There.
Perfect. What are you talking about?
It's right twice a day.
It's nice.
Well, it's right.
It's right twice a day. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's right twice a day.
It's right for 24 hours somewhere.
Simon. Well, there we go. Yeah, I didn't see him pop up. Sorry about that. But I'm looking right now.
Oh.
She says, hi, Jeff. I don't know. Maybe she met Chuck.
Jeff? Who's Jeff?
I have.
You have the wrong show.
It's not Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
It's Chef.
See, it's funny because it says Chuck and Billy's not your cup of tea. And she was like, I'm just going to add a Jeff in there.
Yeah.
Is there a Jeff there? Pardon, it's like a wrong. You're on the wrong number.
Pardon me.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
My name is Jeff.
Nice to meet you,
Jeffrey. One of my jobs is to drive people around.
Joffrey.
My name is Joffrey, and if you pay me a little extra, I may just take you to Walmart and open the doors.
If you pay me a little extra, I'll make you some coffee for you to have it. You gotta emphasize that thing, dude.
If you pay me a little extra, I'll make you some coffee. Some espresso.
Some espresso.
Some espresso.
It doesn't sound like you're dying when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Like some coffee, boy.
Espresso.
You all right, Joffrey?
Joffrey.
I love your pantaloons.
Yes, Joffrey, can you please take me to the store because I seem to have ripped a hole in my pants right in the crotch, and I cannot go out in public like this.
Yes, your pantaloons look like they need a little fixing.
I see your Ralph Lauren showing through the hole.
Your Calvin Klein's.
Okay, that's enough.
Your fruit of the looms are showing, sir.
I thought you were a rich man. You're wearing poor people's underwear.
Your hands are in the way.
I love your Louis Vuittons.
We always used to do that. That was a lot of fun.
We used to do that on the podcast all the time. Like, oh, it was great. Charles William.
Charles and William. Welcome to the Charles and William.
We should do it like that the whole time for a whole hour.
I don't think we could do it for a whole hour.
I mean, we'd be laughing the whole time.
It'd be difficult. Maybe for like 15 minutes. Yeah. Like half a segment. Like,
we're going to do this for 15 minutes. What are you doing?
This is Charles and Williams, not your cup of tea with crumpets.
By the way, have you gotten my glass of whiskey? Put a couple of ice cubes in it for me.
Make the round one, Joffrey.
The round one.
The round cube, because I can stir it with a round. The round cube.
Wait, cube? Who's a round cube? I just cut the corners off.
Oh, man, guess what? It's that time of the day where we are going to sign off and say goodnight, but We are thankful and grateful that you have joined and listened and maybe watched on Facebook. You are tuned in to WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. So we will be back next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m.
Yep.
To hang out with you.
As well as live on Facebook.
Live on Facebook.
We're always live, guys. So if you guys can't listen to it, you can watch it.
We'll be hanging out with you. So enjoy the rest of your day. It's still beautiful outside. It's going to be a little chilly tonight, probably in the 30s. So stay warm.
Yeah. See you later, guys.
And there you have it, folks. Another wild and unscripted episode of Not Your Cup of Tea with Chuck and Billy has come to a close. We hope you had as much fun listening as they did chatting away. A special thank you to everyone who tuned in today, including you, Karen. Whether you enjoyed the ride or just couldn't listen anymore, you never know what these guys might say next. Be sure to join us next week for more spontaneous fun, unexpected twists, and plenty of laughs. Remember, in the world of Chuck and Billy, anything can happen, and often does. So until next time, keep those cups full, your spirits high, and don't forget to embrace the unexpected. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Not Your Cup of Tea. Very good. Thank you. Come again.